Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English. Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil.
And I'm Lee. Neil, is that a new watch?
Yeah, I got it from my parents.
Oh, that's nice.
And did I tell you I'm going on holiday soon?
No. Where?
To Hawaii.
Wow. How can you afford a holiday to Hawaii?
Oh, my in-laws paid for it. We told them it was too expensive, but, you know, we just need a holiday.
So your in-laws have paid for your holiday too.
I'm thinking of giving up work altogether, actually, Lee.
Giving up work? What about the cost of living?
Oh, my wife can work. You know what, Lee? I really need to move into a bigger house in a nicer part of London.
But you just told me that you're going to give up work. How can you afford a new house if you have no job?
Oh, my grandparents will give me some money. They always do.
Neil, there's a word for people like you. You are a sponger.
A sponger? How rude.
When I was at university, I didn't have any money at all. I had to buy second-hand clothes and I could never afford to go out for a meal, even though I had a part-time job.
Yeah, me too. But there were all these other students with cars and designer labels, eating in expensive restaurants, all paid for by Daddy.
What a bunch of sponges.
Yeah.
A sponger is a person who gets money, food and other things from other people without paying. Often it's used very negatively to describe people who live off state benefits.
Just like a sponge?
Yes, a sponge.
A sponge soaks up the water all around it. A sponger soaks up gifts, food and money without working. And it can also be used as a verb, to sponge off someone.
Yes, it's also a verb to sponge off someone. But be careful to use the word off with this verb.
Whether it's a verb or a noun, it's still not a nice thing to say about someone, Lee.
Well, I'm sorry to be rude, but it's true. You are a sponger.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a sponger, but I'm proud of it. So, do you fancy taking me out for dinner? There's a fantastic restaurant I've been meaning to go to. It's very, very expensive, but I'm sure you can afford it, Lee.
He's trying to sponge a meal off me. What a sponger.
What a sponger.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.